Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
What's up, buddy?
Signed you up yesterday. Hi.
Yeah.
I believe my representative reached out to you for the client interview, but the client interview wasn't completed.
Right.
Okay. What's going on?
Oh, he didn't tell you?
No, he just told me that they weren't able to complete the client interview, and he asked me to give you a call.
Yeah, he was, yeah, I thought it was going to be you. I could barely understand
him. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, there's a different rep down there. I was on a call at the time that he messaged me. He sent me a message about, what was it? Let me see here. Here it is. It was about 45 minutes ago, 47 minutes ago, basically at the top of the hour.
Yes.
He had contacted me and asked if I could give you a call first and introduce you, but I was on a call at the time, so I just asked him to move forward with it. But he is a newer representative, so I'm kind of disappointed to hear that.
I'm not saying he couldn't handle it. I'm saying his accent, maybe it was a little hard to understand for me.
Okay. I can get a different representative for you. Can have them put one of our good old boys on the line, so that way you're not speaking with the bilingual guy.
but that wasn't the main thing. So
yeah.
I didn't know that our domain name couldn't be changed. So
what do you mean by that?
Well, he said once we make your website and do your domain, it can't be changed after this time. So
yeah, because we're switching everything over to Ian Robinson Construction. That's how I submitted it yesterday.
But you could
change everything but the website. Yeah, that is he has a point there. I didn't catch that yesterday. So we would basically wait though until you guys came up with the name that you wanted to do before we launched the website. And that's fine. You know, you're a very unique account. The way I set up your account and all the discounts that I applied, that's kind of why I wanted to be present for the conversation, not just to talk to your partner, but also explain to them all the discounts and everything that I was hooking you guys up with. And it just, the timing didn't align that way. We didn't want to not call you. So they, you know, their job is to contact you regardless of if I'm available. But we could still do the optimization. Like, I have guys on the first page with no website at all. And that's what I recommend, obviously, that we're going to have to do, obviously, to make sure that you're seeing ROI is put you up there without the site. And then once you guys are solid on the name, then you could let me know and we'll go ahead and purchase that domain for you. It's no extra charge. And then we'll build the site how you want it to look and have that attached at that time. But in the meantime, you're just going to have a call button up there, you know, like call now.
Yeah.
And that works.
Well,
you know, I have
I
some guys that don't want a site at all. But and what did he say?
Yeah.
He's pretty new. He's only been here about 3 months.
Well, I asked him if, hang on, man. Look, we were literally leaving a job as, we were doing a bid, so kind of a walk-through bid, and whenever he called, I was like, man, I forgot about this. So I didn't forget, I just didn't realize the time it was. Anyway, so everything was kind of jumbled, but I'm pretty sure, let's see, what was I saying? He said we couldn't do.
You can't change the domain name once you've already bought it. Yeah.
Maybe so. Oh, no, I asked him if we could skip that part, and he said, unfortunately, no.
Yeah, we can. He's a rook. He can't do anything that... He just... Don't worry about it. I got it. You can add the website later, as I explained. And that's why I needed to be involved in that conversation. Because our normal protocol isn't, that's not how we normally do things, but I made a lot of exceptions when I set up your account. And that's why I remember I was talking to you and I said, I don't usually get on the phone. I'm a director here, but I got a bunch of minions, if you will. And he's one of the minions. You know, they get a script.
Bunch of warriors.
Yeah. No, it's not that I don't respect them. They're handsomely paid, and they just got a nice holiday yeah. bonus and everything, you know. I take care yeah. of these guys. But I got final say on this, you know. They don't. Yeah. They're just kind oh. of they're playing it by what's scripted, you know. So normally yeah. we wouldn't do that, but, you know, I'll get in there yeah. and we'll get the domain once you guys finalize the name. I just need to have you call me directly. That's why I gave you my direct extension yesterday.
Okay. So, well, whenever it showed up as John, so I thought it was you.
Yeah, it should have. I think you saved me under that 877 number, but without the extension, maybe. That might have been the issue. Yeah, so I think any time our company calls you, it might just come up as me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. The phone's just read it that way, because I texted you from that number saying, hi, this is John.
That's what it is.
Kind of pick up on that, yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have to make sure I get the number.
No worries.
Reach you that.
Yeah. So you have that. I'll resend it to you, and then what I want to do is I'll reschedule the client interview, and I'm gonna send myself the notification about 20 minutes prior, so that way I can make sure I'm available to introduce you and be on standby as you guys are walking through that. So I don't want to. I'll come in there and throw in the flag and overrule on him if he's trying to say that we can't just hold off on the purchase of the domain name until you guys finalize your business name.
Yeah, and we're actually going to send it off to, you know, for LLC, so that takes about a week.
Yeah. So have you guys talked about it in the meantime?
Well, I mean, it's only been a couple minutes. Yeah, we tried to. We think we might have something, but, I mean, like, you know, I just got in the house. Yeah, I just got in the house, took a shower, just got out to shower whenever you call.
Okay.
So we'll get back on the phone and try to figure that out in a little bit. But
okay.
Another question real quick. So yesterday I remember I said that Jaron called me. All right. Well, Jaron is not from you guys. He's a total different company.
Ah. Yeah, we have two. Today. We have a Jared and a Jaron that work here.
Really?
Both. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have two. Our company has 300 people here just in the sales department.
Wow.
If you Google us, they have a big old picture of the company. We've got a bunch of people here. Yeah.
So I have no clue where y'all came from, where you or Jaron came from. All I know is that it's tied into Google somehow. So,
right.
He's from Townsend. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
That's a town, but that's the company.
Townsend. Oh, Town Square.
No, Townsend.
Oh, I have no idea. Let me pull them up here. Townsend Marketing.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, I found them at Bixby, Oklahoma.
Is there South Carolina or North Carolina? I thought that's where they were from, but I could be wrong.
Yeah. So the Google partners were different. Where the Google partners were in California. All of us are in California because Google's in California. So we're all
so
right
what are
next.
They?
Let me see their website. Well, they're Bixby. I know they're for sure not a Google partner, but I pulled up Townsend Marketing. It looks like they have a brick and mortar here. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'll text it to you right now. You can tell me. You can look at what I'm looking at.
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
I know there is a town square. There's a it's not town center. There's a town square interactive.
I'm trying to see if he messaged me. I don't think he did though.
Town square is in Charlotte.
No, it's definitely Townsend.
Are you sure? Because there's town square interactive. Here, I'll send you the link for these guys. They're in Charlotte. And they do similar services without the Google partnership. They just do traditional SEO. I'll send you the link for those guys. I'm pretty sure it's Town Square.
I got a call from Jaron. Yeah, Townsend Marketing, yeah.
Townsend?
Jaron Hines is his name. Townsend Marketing, yeah. I don't know where it's from.
Yeah. I mean, the only company Google has contact with in Charlotte, or just in North Carolina in general, would be Town Square.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's got to be it. The one I just texted to you, they got like 1,300 Google reviews. They're in Charlotte.
Yeah, no. Well, no, the one who I talked to, I saved it because I asked him all that. His name is Jaron Hines, and he's with Townsend Marketing.
Yeah, I don't have any idea who that is. I mean, I would know Town Square because they have affiliation with Google. I'm only aware of the Google partners. The main Google partners are here in California, where right next to the Google headquarters. Like, if you look up our company, you can see the Google headquarters in the background. We can hit them with a rock. I got to go in there like three times a week. You know what I mean? So I don't know what your or what your partner has set up or who he's talked to as far as online marketing. But if you're doing this local listing with us, you know, I've set you up with a very, very minimal pricing structure, and we have your Google Business profile, have access to that currently. You can only have one host hosting your Google Business profile at a time, so you really wouldn't need them, you know, and I doubt they're going to.
I don't want them. I was just curious if, because yesterday, you know, we thought we cleared it up. We thought he worked for you, but then I realized he didn't. So
yeah, I do have a Jaron that works for me though. Jaron.
Yeah.
He's like a half Filipino guy. I barely got to know him. When I heard about the call, that was kind of. I have a lot of people who work here that I don't interact with. You know, they work in their department and I work in mine.
Yeah.
I just focus on overseeing the sales division, not so much the customer service or. A lot of the entry-level guys might still be in a training room somewhere, you know.
Right.
I wait until they prove something, and then I'll get to know them, decide if they're going to stick around or not. You know, try not to make friendly with them until they've been here for a while, because sometimes they just, you know, we hire them, and if they don't do well, we fire them. That just sounds bad. But as far as, keeping it real with you. So a client interview, though, we do need to complete that. They did send out your PIN verification yesterday. I had that rushed. I wanted to try to get it out as soon as possible in hopes of getting it to you by Friday. So that's already out there. But we got to knock this out, because once that comes in, if we don't have the client interview completed, then we're going to be wasting a day or two, and that's not good. So. What's a good time?
When?
Tomorrow. Yeah, we're at the end of our day here. We're about 2 minutes past our closing.
It would have to be about, like maybe four, but I don't know if I could sit on the phone then, because as soon as I get off of work tomorrow, I have to go home and take a shower, and then I have, have an appointment to get my hair cut, to be honest with you.
No, I can appreciate that. I don't have much hair these days. Got a lot of facial
hair. I'm losing mine.
Yeah. A couple years ago, I just said, all right, you know, shave it off. So
yeah.
I got a big red beard and a bald head. the hair just started going. I think it's my kid's fault, to be honest.
That's what you'll say anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. That lack of sleep starts catching up to you after a while. Mm-hmm. I think it's all the stress of the job, and these guys are making me lose my hair. I got a 4 to 5 available. I can reschedule you.
What about Thursday?
Thursday? You want to push it that far?
I might have to.
Yeah, I can. Don't know
if I can. It works tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you tell me then, because I want to make sure that we're getting everything squared away, and I'm going to go downstairs and talk to this client interview. I'll make sure we have a different rep ready for you on Thursday. But I'm going to go talk to this guy and make sure they know what we're doing with your domain and hold off on that until we got it finalized. But,
okay.
What are you thinking for Thursday?
Same time.
You want to go
five my time.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a invitation to it right now. irobertson861@gmail.com.
Yep. And can you text it or no? I'd rather be texted if we do any kind of, message or email sent out. I definitely prefer text.
Okay. I appreciate you telling me that. Let me just let me just swap out. I think the reason that I had that off is because when I added Brandon as the partner, it put his number in the text field. I didn't want them blowing him up with text messages, though. So
no, that's fine. You can blow him up too, because we're cutting the middle. So
okay,
it's fine.
All right. So I'll go ahead and forward that, but I want to make sure the messages go to both of you and not just him.
Okay.
All right. So I'll send that over. Then they're also going to text you 1 hour before. Okay. So you'll get a text notification, and then 1 hour before the appointment on Thursday, you'll get a text. And then what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to resend you my contact info, okay? So I just sent it over to your partner, Brandon. So he has that there. Boom. Cell phone, and then we go primary line. Okay, and that's so you can get a hold of me directly. If you if you feel like something's not lining up with what I'm telling you, just call me directly, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I set you up a little differently, and that's what's throwing them off, is the campaign's like less than half the traditional rate, and so for him, it's like we're already not charging you for the site. We got to build the site, you know, and I tell them, give them one. I think they're going, okay, well, we're not going to give him one and not charge him for it and then buy another one later, you know. I don't think he's understanding that there's only one that needs to be purchased, but we're just waiting for you guys to finalize the name, and then we're going to have to swap that.
Sure.
Okay, so you're a unique situation, and that's just kind of what it is. They pulled me on the line to do that for you, and it's not really aligning with what everybody else is getting. Everybody else getting kind of a cookie-cutter program, and I customized yours. So you have my direct number and extension. You know, if anything changes prior to then, or if you or your partner have any other questions, you know, you guys can call me directly. But other than that, I'll circle back with you on Thursday at 5 o'clock, and I'll reintroduce you to a new client interview technician. I'll sit in on that, and we'll get the client interview knocked out.
Good.
Sound good?
That'll work.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you, man. Thank you for not just going off on my guys, you know, and your knuckleheads.
No.
No, I appreciate your patience and just telling them, hey, you know, have me give you a call, you know, because it is a unique situation, but I am looking forward to working with you. I know this is going to be great, especially coming off of Home Advisor. Have you guys decided if you're going to keep using that?
We talked about it a little bit after we got off the phone with your guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it wouldn't be a bad idea to keep it for a little while. But,
I can respect
of
that.
Of course, my goal is to get away from it. But
that's our goal, too. You know, and that's how we'll know things are going well. So one of these days, I'm going to ask you the same question again, and you're going to say, no, we cancel it. I'm going to go, okay, good. We won. That's what I like. All right. Well, you know, thank you for reaching out, and thank you for being a customer of ours. We appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to building more rapport and a long-term business relationship with you. So enjoy the rest of your evening, and then we'll talk to you on Thursday, okay?
Sounds good, bud. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.